It's all about giving, and it's about giving quietly. I was sat in at Cardiff Pool yesterday, the kids were swimming, and I had three talks drafted out. And sometimes, you know, it's really tempting to think, oh, that one's so good, I've got to take an idea from that, and then that was that. And then I thought, no, just talk about what this passage is about. Can we have this a picture that I asked Roger to show? I wonder, does any of the kids know what this is a picture of? It's been in the news this week. Megan? It's the figure is called Walking Man. Finn, do you know why it's been in the news? It's the most expensive piece of art that has been sold in the world today. Does anybody know how much it was sold for? Oh, look, they're obviously news round watchers or something. Go on, yeah. No, not 60 million.
2,888.
No, not 2,888 pounds, Megan.
106,250.
It's very precise, but it's actually more than that. Does anybody know how much this statue sold for? Gareth? £65 million the statue sold for this week. And I was wondering, actually, what is going to happen to that very, very expensive piece of work? Now, the person who bought it, we don't know who it was, might just lock it up in a bank vault and never look at it. Nobody else might ever see it again. They might loan it to art galleries around the world. Or they might give it to a gallery. They might make a gift of it. Quite often when we go to museums, you see little plaques saying, on loan from Mrs. Fotheringay Smith or something. And a painting will be there for a while, and then it'll go on somewhere else. And quite often, too, if you go to the theatre, you'll have a programme that will list how much people have given to support that particular theatre or that particular company. And they'll have things like platinum givers. That means you've given them lots of money. And then it'll go down, gold, silver, bronze givers at the bottom. But you've still got your name in the programme. And I wondered why people did it. Why they wanted their names in those programmes. And it might be that if you're a company, you want people to buy your products. And so you want them to think that you're really good, you're a really good company, that you don't spend all those millions of profits you make on just lining your own pockets, but that you support the community. Other people might just do it because they like to see their name in print. And, losing my thread. But some people, you know, just like to show off how much money they've got. And, you know, I was a bit surprised this week. We've got the God Channel at the moment, just because Roger's watching the Super Bowl tonight. We don't normally have it. And there was an opportunity for people to give to support the God Channel. But actually, if you did that, they sent you a little badge that you could wear so everybody could see that you'd given money to the God Channel. So not even Christians are averse to having, you know, their gifts recognised. Now, the last thing I thought about giving was, next week there's a single coming out called Everybody Hurts. And it's made by lots of celebrities who are singing about Haiti. And this single is going to be all over the television. There's going to be very, very emotive images from Haiti, pictures of children, pictures of families sleeping in tents, pictures of people carrying water, and then you're going to have these celebrities singing these words about people hurting. And it's all to encourage you to give. And I think, what I'd like to say to you is, and I checked this out with some of our young people, is that to download that single will cost about 70 pence. And surely all of you could give 70 pence without having to get something back for it. Yeah? Give. Jesus wants us to give. He wants us to give generously. And he doesn't want us to expect anything back. He doesn't wants us to have our names on plaques saying how generous we are. He doesn't want people going along the street saying, oh, look at Isabel. Do you know what? She bought 40 copies of that single at 70 pence each. He doesn't want that. He wants you to give without expecting anything back. Now, to date, the Disasters Committee in this country has raised £70 million for Haiti. And one person paid £65 million for a statue. They could have given that money to Haiti and doubled that. In one of John's letters, John was one of Jesus' bestest friends, and he says in one of his letters that from the beginning, from the very beginning, you were told to love each other and that you show love for others by helping them and not talking about it. So don't just talk about it. Give your money. Buy the single. And if the single costs you 70 pence or £4 if you buy it on CD, and that's great, you've got something for it. But maybe you could give another 70 pence or another £4 that you don't get anything back for. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.